2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
All right, let's go in depth here. Utah Jazz head coach Quinn Snyder has teamed up with Atlanta Hawks coach Lloyd Pierce and several others. They formed a committee on racial justice and reform with the National Basketball Coaches Association.
They're determined to have an impact on their organizations, in their communities, and in the national conversation on racism in America.
Coach Snyder joined ESPN's The Woj podcast. He says a speech made by Coach Pierce made him realize more needs to be done.
It made me, you know, catch myself and ask some really, you know, trying to be transparent with yourself and being a little bit uncomfortable, knowing that, you know, in your heart, you know, I'm not a racist, so to speak, but that's not really what this is about. I mean, it is fundamentally, but it's also about being willing to have that dialogue, to be transparent, to be honest with yourself. And ultimately, I think as a white man, what I was hearing was we need help. And it's not enough to just have support. I mean, there has to be a willingness to confront these things when you see them, be willing to take action. And I think all the coaches being aware of the fact that we coach some tremendous, tremendous men and the players, and they're active in their communities and the things they're doing, but also wanting to, you know, to stand on our own.
Snyder says what we're facing right now isn't just a black problem.
You know, in some ways, this is a white problem. And that sustainability, those partnerships, it's necessary for white people to listen and to be willing to take action and not just, you know, to have a voice. You know, one of the things that has been impactful to me, and, you know, again, just having an opportunity to see the other people sharing, you know, colleagues of mine. And, you know, we're all at home, you know, the TV's on, we're seeing, you know, what's happening in our country, and my kids are there. You know, and I've got a couple of them that are too young really to understand, but sometimes kids understand more than you think. And I've got a couple others that are asking, you know, they're trying to process what's going on. And what we tell our children, what we tell the people that we're close to, our ability to have, I mean, even with your kids, you know, it's hard to explain, you know, on a certain level, the magnitude of what they're watching. This is not a short-term thing. This is enduring. And part of having lasting change is